Proclamation number 7302 of 8th of March, 1959. God's plan is irrevocably fulfilled. You can consider everything possible but not that I deviate from my plan of salvation, which has been determined since eternity. In my wisdom I recognize the time when my intervention is necessary, and in accordance with this recognition the plan has been determined which I will certainly carry out, as I have announced to you again and again. And I was able to make these announcements to you humans again and again through seers and prophets because I saw the course of development, because I saw that you are increasingly regressing and that the time will come when this regression has to be stopped if my plan of redemption for the fallen spirits is not to be endangered. I certainly allowed and still allow the being free will as long as it does not completely destroy itself. But my adversary's power over the being will increase the more wrongly the human beings will be directed, and therefore the time will come when I will snatch this being from the adversary again and bind it in matter once more so that he will lose control over it. And this is my plan of salvation, to help the beingness to ascend by some means, which, however, often puts itself in danger of taking an unholy path which leads it into the adversary's hands again. I can only help the being to become free from his control. But I cannot take the spiritual from the adversary, which is basically his possession because of his own attitude. But precisely for this reason I have designed my plan of salvation, which will certainly also be successful one day. And thus my reign and activity will always proceed in a lawful order. And as my plan provides for it, it will also be carried out with the certain success of a constant upward development, albeit with apparent interruptions which nevertheless basically signify a continuation of the development. But people will never know the exact day and hour, thus they will never be able to time the course of my plan of salvation. For 1,000 years are like a day before me. Which, however, does not exclude that one day the 1,000 years will be over and the day of the end, the day of my unexpected intervention in my plan of creation, will have come and the announcements will come true. And therefore you humans should always be mindful of this day. You should live in constant expectation such that you unhesitatingly look forward to the day which is of utmost importance for all of you. I have always pointed this out, and until the day is approaching I will continue to point it out so that you will not be able to say that you have never been urged to work diligently on yourselves in view of the end which is foreseen in my plan of salvation. Because the transformation of the old earth has become necessary if it is to continue to fulfill its purpose, to serve the spiritual as a maturing station. Again and again I tell you that these are not empty words, that I will not deviate from my plan, for it only aims at the redemption and return of all spiritual substances which once fell away from me and into wretchedness. I know from eternity about your will, about your spiritual state and about the time when I have to intervene, and I will truly intervene, for the time has come. People have reached a spiritual low where only I myself can restore order in the way intended in my plan from eternity. And since this is based on my infinite love and unsurpassable wisdom, it will truly also fulfill itself. Amen.